Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
Albany Family and Domestic Violence Action Group have got a special guest coming later on this month. Tarang Chawla tragically lost his 23-year-old sister Nikita in 2015 when she was murdered by her partner. Now, since then, he's been dedicated to end violence against women, and his efforts have earned him the honour of the finalist Young Australian of the Year for 2017 over in Victoria. Now, Tarang's going to be visiting Albany to share his story at the 2017 Family Violence, and Cade Sims, the chairperson of the Albany Family Domestic Violence Action Group, is here with us. Cade, it's only a couple of years ago since the tragedy took place, so it's still pretty fresh in Tarang's mind.
Yeah, it's really a heart-wrenching story of Tarang's, and he's really now dedicated his life to end violence against women following the loss of his sister. So we're delighted that we can have his expertise in Albany for the family conference this year to get some insight into how we do prevent violence against women.
This is pretty disturbing. In the last 12 months here in the Great Southern, there's been over 1,600 incidents of family violence, but it's estimated this only represents about 20% of the incidents due to the low levels of reporting. So we're looking to get that reporting level up, aren't we?
For sure, yeah. And the theme of the conference this year is all about bystander action, which is about how do people who are not perhaps involved in violence but are witnesses to violence or know someone who's experiencing violence, how can they help and how can they play a part in changing the culture that leads to violence and, as you say, reporting incidents when they do occur to police.
2017 Family Violence Conference. It's happening at Centennial Stadium Thursday, 26th of October, so that's next week. If you want to grab tickets, they're at Paperbark Merchants on York Street, $55, including lunch. And the special guest speaker is Tarang Chawla, who, as we mentioned before, lost his 23-year-old sister just in 2015. But since then, he's dedicated himself to ending violence against women, and he's been named as a finalist of the Young Australia of the Year 2017 for Victoria. So it'll be great to hear from Tarang next week at Centennial Stadium, and hoping for a great turnout there next week.
Yeah, I think there'll be something for everyone, whether they work in the field or a community member just interested in playing their part in stamping out this problem.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry.
Today is National Ride to Work Day, so leave the four wheels at home and get on two wheels. And the City of Albany is a big supporter of getting on the bikes. We've got some fantastic pathways in our region, over 20 kilometres of pathways and sealed shoulders, and there's been some work going into that over the last few years. So now more than ever, it's never been easier than commuting by bike. And having a chat now with the Travel Smart Officer from the City of Albany, Julie Passmore. Julie, the city is encouraging everybody to get involved.
Hi, Terry. How are you going?
Very good.
Yes, absolutely. Today is a Ride to Work Day is a great opportunity to have a go at riding to work and see if it's something that people can do more regularly.
And not only can you ride to work, there's some activities taking place throughout the celebrations. You know, people can have themselves a healthy breakfast. That's a bit of an incentive for getting employees to get on their bikes.
Yeah, look, we would encourage workplaces to have their own Ride to Work Day where they can put on a breakfast for employees if they ride or walk to work. And some places that are doing that today are the City of Albany and Department of Sport and Recreation, who are encouraging their staff to ride to work.
And some of your staff there at the City of Albany, they're getting on the electric bikes, which are leased through a salary sacrifice package.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a few staff who have an e-bike which they lease by salary sacrifice, and that is something that other employers can pick up, and basically it's no cost to the employer to be able to offer that to their staff.
And also the City of Albany has done some tremendous work over the last few years encouraging people to use their bikes. A lot of work's gone in, and now there's more than 20 kilometres of pathways and sealed shoulders throughout the region.
Yes, there's just more and more opportunities to ride safely, either on pathways or on the side of the road. So we're just really encouraging people to get out there and give it a go. And riding to work is a fantastic way to fit in exercise into your day without having to make extra time before or after work. And also, you know, you can save money on petrol and get some fresh air, and it's good for the environment. There's so many benefits for riding to work instead of driving your car.
Ride to work day, get amongst it. Most people could comfortably cycle in 5 kilometres in less than half an hour. 2 kilometres just taking 10 minutes. So certainly some benefits there for you. Julie Passmore from the City of Albany, enjoy National Ride to Work Day.
Thanks very much, Terry.
It is a Wednesday, so we're catching up with Trent Geddes from techwrap.net. Trent, first up this week, Microsoft Outlook is getting another redesign to unify devices.
Yeah, they're looking at going back to basics, given that they've had a good run so far on the Apple iOS platform, both for mobile phones and also for the iPads as well. They've found that the slimline, single colour, easy to use interfaces work very well. So they're going to roll it out across the Outlook for Mac and eventually onto the Windows counterpart as well. This would not be the first time that they've done a revision to the platform and changed the design with the current version, the 2016 and 2013 versions of Office carrying a new slimline design with ribbons at the top instead of your typical menu bars that we've come to know when we've been spending time using computers.
Do you think too many updates in successive years will sort of frustrate the users out there?
It could bring some frustration, especially given the fact that I guess they're doing away in some sense with, text at the bottom of icons and just going with icons. So people need to get, I guess, familiar with the idea of what each of the icons are. And I know in the case of having a mother who is newer to technology, has only owned an iPhone for 3 or 4 years, the idea of some of these icons isn't commonplace for her, and she doesn't understand what they are until you point them out sometimes, depending upon what it is. So, I can understand it'll throw a few people, but it's also, it's fresh, it's new, and if they keep this design, it'll be similar across all devices.
I know here at the radio station, we're getting updates to our inbox in the next couple of days, so that'll be pretty exciting when the changes roll in.
Oh, I'm sure that will be a bit of fun. More email space, perhaps.
So we can watch larger cat videos in high definition.
Sounds of Albany.
Jackpot today is at $1,540. What is our sound? And where can you find it? That's what it sounds like. You need to identify the sound correctly, and all that money could be coming your way. First up, I've got Ella. G'day. Sound of Albany at $1,540. What do you reckon it is?
Well, I'm wondering and hoping, could it be someone at the skateboard track doing a jump?
Somebody at the skateboard track doing a jump.
Yes.
Unfortunately, your jump is in the wrong direction.
Oh, dear. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ella. Michael wants to have another go at the Sound of Albany. Michael, $1,540 today. What do you reckon it is?
Oh, mate, after careful consideration and a lot of think tanking with as many members of the community as I can muster, I think it's a nail gun at Suggs Joinery on Albany Highway.
A nail gun at Suggs Joinery on Albany Highway. Unfortunately, your answer's a little disjointed.
Oh!
not the one. Sorry, Michael.
All right, mate. Thank you.
Good on you, Michael.
Okay. Cheers, mate.
This is a toughie, isn't it? $1,560 tomorrow. Our Sounds of Albany continues to climb here at Triple M.